On this President's Day, we think back to our founding fathers and how we may have made a terrible mistake. Amy Cochran this weekend said, you know, if this Trump thing goes the way this Trump thing is apparently going, you should call Paul Coit and see if we can go back to London, go back to England, apologize, see what the criteria is. And Amy Cochran was right.
See what the criteria would be.
That's why I bring in my friend Paul Coit, at Coity, C-O-Y-T-E-Y. On the road, headed somewhere. Where are you headed?
Dave, I just kind of pick up Ruby from a piano lesson, and we've just pulled into our house, and so we're sitting comfortably in the car.
America!
Hi, Ruby. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. So nice to hear your voice. And thank you for letting us talk to your father for a moment, because, Paul, as you know, my daughter brought up, coincidentally, you're there with your daughter, my daughter brought up the idea, maybe it's time to apologize to England. We've had a nice run. Maybe it's time to head home. Would you take us back if Trump's elected?
Well, put it this way, 1776 is a long time ago, and we were waiting for the apology. It was about 1812. We thought it might come. Then a little bit later, about 1901, we were expecting the apology. Still never came. So, you know, I don't know. What can you now do for us, do you think? I mean, we may be able to do some business here, but we could take you back. But, you know, why should we take you back now?
Well,
we've treated us in the past.
We've got a lot of perfectly lovely people who could add to the economy, who could add to, you know, the science and technology sectors, who aren't very good at soccer, football, if you will. And frankly, our food is better.
Oh, do you really think so? Yeah, are you sure?
Oh, please.
You don't like sausage toad in the hole?
We don't really like bangers and mash.
I don't even know what he just said. Did he say there's a toad in the hole?
Sausage in the hole.
Yeah. It's all the inflection. It's been toad in the hole. Your sausage in like a batter thing, but that doesn't matter. Yeah, we'd be more than happy to take you back. I mean, how serious are you about this?
Well, I think we're quite serious, you know, as a matter of, you know, a fallback position. I mean, look, if the country comes to its senses.
Oh, I see, which is your fallback position now, mister. I see. That's just in case.
It's kind of a just in case. But I think honesty is a good way to fully repair the relationship after that slight tear that it had in 1776. So I guess what I would ask of you, and consult Ruby on this, because I know how bright Ruby is. What criteria would you need for us to make the appropriate apology? I'm sure it'd have to be presented to Parliament and the Queen. Not now, Steve.
Yeah.
And then we could progress from there. And then maybe we could take this up at another time. But I just think that we need to have the discussion start early. Nothing moves quickly in politics. If it goes badly the rest of the year, we may need to move quickly, and we're going to need you to accept us. So maybe give it some thought on what you would need.
Okay, well, look, we've got a little problem with the EU here. We're not sure whether we're going to stay in Europe or come out of Europe. That could help us out there, because then it all depends whether you're going to be part of the Commonwealth, which was the former British Empire when we used to just overrun everywhere and take them over and call them our own, and then realize that we couldn't do that anymore. So they now call it the Commonwealth, which means we're just friends, or whether you would be part of the British Isles. Would you actually be part of the United Kingdom? Would it be the United Kingdom of Great Britain and the Americas, maybe? It all depends how part of us you're going to be. You know, do you want us to just rule you entirely again? Is that what you want? Because we do have an iron fist. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, no, I'm not too concerned about your fist. I'm not sure what the answer to that is specifically, other than the fact that we're just scared. We're very, very frightened about what's happening here.
Okay, fine. Well, listen, anything you need. Listen, Ruby, do you think we should take America on board, the United States, to be part of us again? Because
because
I don't know whether you've done this in history, but we used to own them. Did you know that? They used to do everything we told them to do, and then they started getting a bit big for their boots, quite frankly, and then they took over. So what do you think? Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I'm very happy with that.
Ruby's really happy with that. You know, that's happy. So how do you feel?
And Ruby, I have to say that if this goes the way we're discussing, you'd be able to see your friend Amy again.
See, there you go. You could see Amy again as well.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
You'd almost have, like, the same passports and everything, which would be nice. And then maybe you could work in America, which at the moment you couldn't do. I mean, the fact that you're 10 doesn't make any difference, but you couldn't actually do that. Neither could I. Yeah, okay, we're in. We're all in. Right. We're, what do we have to do? Is it a Trump thing? Do we have to send him off to Argentina or something like that?
Oh, no. Listen, if we come back, Trump can stay here. You know, just okay. Let the chips fall. But we got to work on a name. The United Kingdom of England and the States. England States. United.
Oh, I think I've got it. The United Kingdom of Great Britain and a little bit of America, if I feel like it. How about that?
All right. That's a great working title. And by the way, we need to congratulate our friend Paul and our friends at the Tottenham Hotspur Football Club with a huge win yesterday. And who did you defeat yesterday?
Manchester City, who are the billionaires of soccer. And we haven't won the Premier League title since 1961. And for the first time, you never know, we may just do it. And listen, we have to thank you and the Chicago Spurs for your support, because I think that's the reason it's happening right now.
They're having a tremendous year, a huge year.
Yeah.
Ruby, we love you, and we love your family. And Paul, thank you for this reasonably optimistic viewpoint that we can come home.
Listen, the lines of contact are open. I think we can do something with this. We would like you to be part of us again. And 1776, believe me, it will only take us a good couple of years to forget it, and then we'll sweep it under the table.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. No.
She is adorable.
Thank you. Ruby is...
No, I am adorable. She's not adorable.
No, she is
adorable.
Yes.
I'm just Ruby.
Yeah, you go.